Welcome to Playful Joy, a parenting podcast without the guilt. I'm Charlene Nicole, and on this podcast, we talk about all the things that might frustrate you, uplift you, make you crazy, and make you laugh. And I hope that you enjoy listening and that you share the name of the podcast with a friend. Tonight, I wanted to talk about the night before last. I had a really difficult night putting my daughter to bed, and she was really upset, and she shared something with me that was just tough for her to share. It's hers to share, so I'm not going to tell you what it was, sorry, but it was tough for her. And then I was kind of drained the next day, and it was on my mind. And then last night, I guess after a day it had to sink in, I realized the good in it was it made me realize that I am the parent I always wanted to be. My child had something tough to share. Wasn't sure if they wanted to share it, and they did. And Caden did too. He swallowed a bolt. If you haven't heard of that, you can listen to the last episode. It's all in there. He swallowed a bolt when I wasn't watching him. And then he came to me with a look of horror on his face and told me about it. And one of my goals has always been for my children to be able to come to me, with anything. Even if it's hard for them, even if they don't want to tell me about it. Even if I might be mad, even if they feel uncomfortable, like downright awkward, even if they're not sure how I'll respond, I want them to come to me anyway. I want to be that person. And they did. They both did in the same week. And I went from being, you know, first I was stressed about Kate's bolt. That was kind of worrisome. And then what Audrey shared was worrisome and heavy. And I'm thinking it's all negative, but then I just found this. And the exciting part for everyone is that I'm the parent I'd hope to be in this one way. And I've made so many mistakes. I mean, I've shared them on this podcast, and if you need some more examples, just today, these all happened today. At sports day, I was talking to another mother, and I look down, and Cade is on all fours, licking the pavement. There's a huge wet spot where he's been licking, and he's picks his face up, and there's like little tiny pieces of like whatever's on pavement, gravel, all on his face. What the fuck? Why? Why would you lick the pavement? And then later, we had swim lessons, and Audrey wasn't where she'd said she would be. We had a miscommunication at the leisure center. And so when Cade got out of his lesson, we were going to all go in the pool. I'm in my bathing suit, walking around the leisure center, bare feet in a bathing suit, looking for Audrey. And it turns out she was where she said she'd be, but I didn't think it was where she said. And anyway, so she was lost for a bit there, sort of. And then Cade had a piece. I left the change room to get something out of the locker. I come back in. Cade had a piece of plastic in his mouth. And Audrey says, oh, he got it from the garbage. The garbage. So I've made so many mistakes. I mess up. I yell. I'm forgetful. I don't always watch them when they say, watch this, for the 100th time at the park. I feed them fast food. I'm inconsistent with homework and chores and baths and many things. And I leave them to go to work, and I stay home with them when they need a day off, and I don't watch them every second, and I forget their special cheese for sandwiches at the store, so then I have to send Wow Butter in their lunch, and they hate it, and the list goes on and on. You get it. But the exciting thing is the good stuff is getting through, even though I make mistakes, even though I'm not perfect. My good intentions are sinking in. And that means that that can happen for everyone. That at any time, you can set a intention or realize what you want to be as a parent. And even though you'll make mistakes, the good stuff is getting through. Like the playing cards, the really listening when they tell me stories, the staying off my phone now and then, the asking questions at mealtime, being there when they're hurt or sad, the bedtime snuggles, the going on field trips, showing up at their extracurricular things that are important to them. It all sunk in, and they know that I'm a safe place to land. Just like Cara Coleman said in episode 10, she said that's what she wants to be. That's what she wants home to be for her teenagers, a safe place to land. And that's it. I did it. This is just everything to me. And I've just been letting this feel good all day. I just like let it sink in, because you have to celebrate that stuff, or else you will let the fact that your kid was licking the pavement at sports day around a million other parents make you feel like shit, make you feel like the worst parent ever. You can do that, or you can go, yeah, my kid was licking the pavement. What are you going to do? It's already done. There's nothing you can do about it. And then you can celebrate the fact that they shared with you, or whatever your win is for the day. And so the good news is I'm not killing it in every area of parenthood, but my big intentions are getting through. So if we just keep trying again every day, we can get there. We can do it. Saying, tell me, I really want to hear about it, matters. Playing Uno when you're too tired to think straight matters. Watching them the first 99 times they say, watch me, matters. And attending those events, this important stuff matters. And what doesn't matter as much is the things that we sometimes let get in the way, like what other people think of us and what other parents might be saying about our child, or the laundry piled in the corner that we meant to fold, or the books strewn about, or the dishes on the counter, or the fact that the text to your friends is going to be 20 minutes later because you're focused on your child or you're doing something with them. Whatever your biggest goal is as a parent, just know that you can achieve it even if you mess up every day in some way. Know that in some way you will mess up every day, and that we all do. Just some people are better at hiding it than others. And those mistakes don't mean that you're not doing a great job. In case you haven't heard it lately, you're doing a great job. You are there doing your best with the best of intentions every day. And that is everything. That is all you can do. And I just hope everyone can remember that. It's so much more important than the mistakes. If you're into writing things down or making notes in your phone, I just want to put something out there. You might want to jot down a goal you have as a parent, not like yell less or do more laundry, something big. Like for my children to know that I love them unconditionally, no matter what. That's a good example. And then just see if having this idea or this goal or this intention, whatever you want to call it, in the back of your mind makes a difference just day to day. I think it will. And I think it did for me, and I didn't even know it. I didn't know it was working, but it was. If you find this podcast helpful, please subscribe and rate wherever you listen. The reason I started this podcast was to hopefully build a community that shares the ups and downs of parenting. So please send me your stories, funny, sad, uplifting, heartbreaking, hopeful, or hopeless. I really love to hear them all, and maybe those stories will help someone else feel less alone. On Facebook, it's Charlene Nicole, the Facebook page. On Instagram, at Playful Joy Podcast. You can email me, playfuljoypodcast@gmail.com. And on Twitter, the episodes are loaded, Playful Joy Pod. You can find the link there. Thanks so much for listening.